Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Coming up this Sunday, it's the first ever Anna and Raven Cadillac of Greenwich Danceathon to benefit Tiny Miracles Foundation, which is an incredible organization that helps parents of premature babies in Fairfield counties and New Haven counties. Alyssa Kent is the vice president of the board. And Alyssa, not only are you a mommy to a 10-year-old, a strong 10-year-old now who was born prematurely, but you also were instrumental in the last couple years of expanding your reach to the Yale hospitals, right?
Yeah, so my daughter was born in 2011 at Yale New Haven Hospital, weighing just 1 pound and 7 ounces, and we spent 4 months at the NICU there. And it was a completely transformative experience and so difficult in so many ways, but changed my life in so many wonderful ways too. Just was very passionate about bringing the Tiny Miracles services up to Yale New Haven Hospital, which has the largest census and acuity of any hospital in our region, serving the sickest and tiniest babies in the area. And just knew that there was, so many families there that really needed our services and our support. Just so fortunate to have relationships at Yale New Haven Hospital, and obviously the influence on the board to be able to marry the two together over a several year process to bring Tiny Miracles up to Yale New Haven, Children's Hospital campus in New Haven.
Alyssa, tell us about your daughter.
Yeah, so my daughter, Virginia, is now 10 years old. She was born at 25 weeks and weighing 1 pound and 7 ounces, which just is unimaginably small. You just, even hearing that weight, until you see a baby that small, you just cannot believe that that's possible. But thankfully to medical advances and research and incredible doctors and nurses and support staff, she has continued to thrive. She was in the hospital for a long, scary 4 months. And, the journey never ends after the hospital. It's a long process of supports in the community, both, emotionally, but also through birth to three services and specialists and things like that. And she has just grown into the best possible version of herself that she could possibly be, and is now in the fourth grade and loves to do ballet and skiing and playing sports.
Wow.
And wants to be a writer when she grows up and is just an incredible person.
Well, that's great.
What kind of fourth grader wants to be a writer, huh? Look at her. What a
good
great,
ones. Good
it's
ones.
It's amazing.
Well, Alyssa, we look forward to hopefully meeting you on March 27th at the Danceathon. We're so excited to hear your story and for all the work that you do for Tiny Miracles, which is an incredible organization. We know how many families you help. And yeah, let's do it. Let's dance.
We are so looking forward to it.